The search for Bastila is taking too long. We cannot risk her escaping Taris. Destroy the entire planet.
That bad hombre is called Darth Malak, the main villain of the 2003 game Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. It's something of a classic among fans, particularly because of its plot twist. It takes place 1,000 years before the movies, and you play a character learning to become a Jedi during a bitter galactic civil war started by the now dead Sith Lord Revan. Malak hunts you across the universe, but as it turns out, you are actually Revan, and your memory has been erased. One of the writers behind that plot twist is David Gaider.
And I remember, like, what if, you know, the moment the reveal takes place, we sort of have a little montage of all the previous kind of moments where the hints had been dropped, so the player could be like, oh.
You cannot hide from what you once were, Revan. Recognize that you were once the Dark Lord, and know that I have taken your place.
So when it comes to crafting a character, especially with a villain, what sort of elements are you looking to create that will make it pop?
Yeah, normally when you have a villain, there are certain things you want to do. I think personally the big one is that you should understand what the villain wants. Like, whatever they're after, you should be able to think, that makes sense. Yeah, if I were him, I would want that too.
You need to be able to relate to the villain, I guess.
Yeah, or at least his motives need to make sense. Like, you need to imagine that he thinks he's the good guy.
I wanted to be master of the Sith, but that destiny was not mine, Revan.
So, David, is there any villain that sort of sticks out for you as a personal favorite?
That would be probably Shodan on... Was it System Shock or System Shock 2? One of the two.
The Palito form is dead, insect. Are you afraid?
It subverted your expectations in that the helpful computer voice, which in a lot of games, that helpful voice is just there sort of for game purposes. So as a player, your genre expectations is that this person is somebody that I just don't really have to pay attention to. They're just there to sort of guide me along, and it's fine. That person becomes the villain, and that was a nice surprise.
When the history of my glory is written, your species shall only be a footnote to my magnificence.
Do you think, like, villains these days need a twist to them? Like, they can't just be the standalone, predictable, old-school villain that we're familiar with in older comic books?
No, I think sometimes... I remember for a while after KOTOR, BioWare, we became a little bit obsessed with the idea that we must have a twist. And if you know, suddenly if people are expecting a twist, then it's not a twist anymore, right? And it almost becomes a little bit too self-referential. So I think it's nice when there's a twist, if it fits. But I think that having a villain that you can just get behind and understand and maybe even regret a little bit opposing. Like, there's a side of you that, if this were another world, maybe I'd even be in his court. Those ones can be rather cool.
So one of the themes for this series of talks that's happening at PAX, or the panel, is which villain has the best personal brand. What does that mean, personal brand, when it comes to villainy?
The only villain with a personal brand that I can think of, really, Darth Vader.
No, I am your father.
Iconic. Like, even the shape... all you need is, like, the shape of the mask, not even the full mask, just the overall shape of it. Everyone's like, oh yeah, Darth Vader.
Yeah. So is it? So it's almost like a logo, like the McDonald's M or whatever.
Yeah. It is, actually.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I think that overall video game narratives are getting more complex. You're seeing a lot more attention to narrative, even in games that would have been just action games, but their storylines are getting more and more complex. So some of them have been, you know, amazing. Last of Us and Uncharted, things like that. And so I think that as the tensions and narrative goes on, I think you're going to see a lot more games that try to push the envelope a little bit in how they tell the story, and I think that's naturally going to lead to some better presentations of villains.